It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. A new report shows high levels of dangerous air pollution in West Texas coming from gas flares. The report also shows that state environmental regulators are not doing enough to monitor or to stop it. The same type of pollution is also a major concern in New Mexico. Marfa Public Radio's Mitch Borden has more.
Large amounts of sulfur dioxide, which has been linked to asthma and heart attacks, are being released in the Permian Basin. That's according to the Environmental Integrity Project, which put out the study. Ilan Levine directs the Environmental Integrity Project in Texas. He says the study also shows state and federal regulators aren't doing enough to track these emissions.
We're calling on the TCEQ to get out there and monitor the air quality. That's the first thing. That seems like a no-brainer.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ, tracks emissions across the state with automated air monitors. But in the Permian Basin, the agency only has one monitor measuring levels of sulfur dioxide.
TCEQ has not yet taken really any serious action to address this problem.
Using data that oil and gas companies released, the report found between 2014 and 2017, residents in Ector County were exposed to levels of sulfur dioxide that exceeded federal standards. TCEQ refused to comment on its monitoring of air quality in the Permian Basin. In Odessa, I'm Mitch Borden.
Last week, Virgin Galactic announced it was moving operations to Spaceport America. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on the announcement.
In the spring of 2006, then-Governor Bill Richardson signed the legislation to create Spaceport America. This is a unique opportunity for New Mexico to be on the ground floor of a new industry that will bring new companies, more high-wage jobs, and opportunities that will move our state's economy forward, Richardson said at the time. If all had gone according to plan, Virgin Galactic would now have a thriving space tourism business operating out of the spaceport. Millionaires and billionaires from around the world would be coming to southern New Mexico for this once-in-a-lifetime experience, spending freely in our stores and restaurants as they prepared for their big day. As we all know, things have not gone according to plan. In October 2014, co-pilot Michael Alsbury was killed during a test flight when the spacecraft violently came apart above the Mojave Desert. The tragic loss of life brought an end to the cheery, overly optimistic predictions being made up to that point by Virgin Galactic founder Richard Branson. He had originally predicted that flights would start in 2011, and was on the David Letterman show a month before the fatal crash, assuring that launches would begin the next year. The plan for Spaceport America was that Virgin Galactic would be the anchor tenant and the cash cow. Its success would lure other companies to the spaceport and provide the resources needed to grow. The crash meant that for the spaceport to survive, it would have to flip the script and bring in other space-related companies before Virgin Galactic was off the ground. It is, perhaps, fair to criticize past leaders for being slow in adapting to the new reality. To generate the revenue needed to keep the lights on, the spaceport has even been reduced to a backdrop for photo shoots. But the lights stayed on. Last week, Branson announced that Virgin Galactic was moving more than 100 employees from California to the spaceport to complete final testing and preparations for commercial launches. A photo from the press conference shows Branson hugging Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham from behind in what looks to be something akin to the Heimlich maneuver. I suspect opponents of the spaceport will see it as an apt depiction of the billionaire putting the squeeze on our poor state. Supporters may see it as a depiction of Branson as a lifesaver for the spaceport. Neither is true. I've always supported the concept of a spaceport, but have never been thrilled with its primary purpose being joyrides for the wealthy. At the press conference, Branson laid out a vision for the spaceport that was much more expansive. He foresees a network of spaceports allowing for supersonic travel with hotels in space. I don't know if any of that will ever come true. I'm still not 100% convinced that his plans for space tourism will be a success. They're in the final stages of testing and don't expect to have any setbacks, but space is unpredictable. I am, however, now convinced that the spaceport can be successful even if Virgin Galactic is not. The lean years following the 2014 crash forced the spaceport to find new business. Earlier this month, Spin Launch announced that it would build a new testing facility at Spaceport America. They join with Boeing, Up Aerospace, Hypersciences, and Exos Aerospace, which are already at the spaceport. Despite all the frustration since 2006, I think that what Richardson said then is still true today. 13 years later, we're still on the ground floor of this new industry. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media and NMSU.